Hello, welcome to PMA Pause in America. I'm your host, Brian Harris. Today we have a really good podcast for you guys. Today it is April 29th. Today marks the 100th day of President Joe Biden's presidency. Now today, so we're going to get into the Joe Biden address to Congress later. First things first, obviously, we're going to talk about the Derek Chauvin's verdict. So we all know Derek, I think if you're listening to my podcast, you are in the politics. Well, not even politics, there's things like this in general. So you probably know that Derek Chauvin pleaded guilty to second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. He faces a total of 40 years in prison if he is given the maximum sentence. Now, I'm going to give you the steps. Well, I'm not going to give you the steps. I'm going to tell you my opinion. So, what I seen at trial, I wouldn't say it was justice, but I would say it was accountability. There's a lot of more cases that we have to go through. We have to keep fighting for justice and equality for everybody in this country. No one should be targeted or police brutality. There should be no person that has to go through that in this country. So we should keep fighting until no one has to go through that. Because I know every bad cop, every cop is not a bad cop. I know that. The bad ones make the whole department look bad, and that has to stop. So we have to make sure that good policing is the policing that is representing all departments. So shortly after I believe it was a little before the Derek Chauvin's verdict, there was a police officer fired his weapon at a woman in Columbus, Ohio. The woman in the body cam footage, I'm not going to talk about the body cam footage because I like to talk about something after I have all the information. And I'm not going to lie, I do not have all the information right now. I want to wait till things get settled down and things like that, and then I can get all the information about it. And then that might be coming as soon as next episode when I really talk about that. Body cam footage, everybody's seen what happened in body cam footage. People have mixed views about it. Some people are like, yeah, that's... I think that the police officer could have did something else to not shoot her four times. I think he could have did something else to neutralize what he thought was a threat at the time. So now let's go into our next thing, Biden's address to Congress. All right, so what we all expected Biden to say in his address to Congress, really one of the main things that Biden's going to push is that America is back. America is back on the world spectrum. America is back. America is back in vaccines. America is just back in general. And that's what we expect him to say. That's what he said. He was saying America is back. He was saying that America is back, basically. Now he talked about immigration reform, he talked about police reform, he talked about things like that. Now overall, I like Biden's speech. So I was just looking at this, I didn't know. Okay, so House Minority Leader McCarthy appears unimpressed by his speech. And this is from NBC. So I was scrolling and I found this. Kevin McCarthy said the whole thing could have just been emailed. Wow. But yeah, let me get back to that. I was just looking at that. So, let me just get back to this. So he said, America is on the move again. But the country has more work to do to beat the coronavirus, put people back to work, and restore faith in democracy. We're at a great inflection point in history. So Biden sought to strike a balance between optimism and He celebrated the progress battling the COVID-19, saying that America has administered over, I believe, a little over 200 million COVID vaccines, saying that he's getting Americans back to job, getting Americans back to work. And so yeah, like almost every address, if you have a Democratic leader who's bringing forward Democratic values, Republicans are probably not going to like that or not agree with that. Or if you have a Republican leader bringing forward Republican values, Democrats are not going to like it. That's basically what we've seen, what we see every year. Yeah, this is he's not in their party, so I guess they don't like him. But yeah, we really expect it every year. But Biden highlighted a lot of things like immigration reform and police reform, and those are two. Immigration, COVID-19, and police reform. That was the foundation of his run for president. Those are the three things he talked about. Those are the things that he said are hurting America so much. Immigration, we all know that's a big problem in America. COVID-19, it's a whole pandemic, is a big problem in America. And police reform, it is a big problem in America. Those are the three things Biden said that he's going to focus on. And right now, in his first 100 days, he's really been focusing on it. So Biden says he has a lot to come, a lot to come over 100 days. He still have 3-4 more years left. So yeah. We'll just see what happens in this presidency, but I think it's too early to tell, but he could end up becoming a really, really good president, as we're seeing now. All right, so like Biden was saying in his Congress address yesterday, vaccines have been moving pretty fast. He's encouraging Americans to get vaccinated, and that's what his campaign was basically on, getting Americans vaccinated, getting America back to normal. That was what his campaign was on. And yeah, now we're gonna look at some COVID-19 numbers. All right, so COVID-19 numbers. So, okay, let's get this up. Okay, numbers for the total United States. The numbers is 32.3 million and 500,000 deaths. So 32.3 million and 500,000 deaths. California leads. California has the most COVID-19 cases. Texas in second. Florida is in third. Yeah, a lot of people are ready for this pandemic to be over, and with the CDC relaxing restrictions on people who've been fully vaccinated, I think if the CDC keeps relaxing restrictions like these on people who've been fully vaccinated, I think 100% that would encourage people to go get vaccinated, because no matter what anybody say, people want to be able to travel, people want to be able to go outside, people want to be able to go to the grocery store with no mask. And once the CDC starts relaxing those restrictions, even though I think that might be coming like late summer or something like that, when they start relaxing restrictions on mask wearing indoors, I think that's when we're going to see a lot of people start to get the COVID-19 vaccine, because they're going to be like, especially like travel, like if you're fully vaccinated. I don't know if the CDC will ever do this. I'm pretty sure in a couple of years, but I'm not sure of the date, so I'm not trying to get people hopes up, but I do think when this happens, I think a lot of people are going to be ready, and a lot of people are going to try to get the COVID-19 vaccine so they can start traveling. And that's what we're seeing now with a lot of countries. Well, not a lot, but some countries making vaccine passports. That's what we're seeing a lot now. And tell me what you guys think about the vaccine and vaccine passports and all that, on all that, things like that. So now we're going to go into some news. All All right, so guys, this is a really short podcast, guys, but yeah, I expected this one to be short. I just really just wanted to talk about the Biden address, a little about the Derek Chauvin, trial, and yeah, really that, and yeah, there's a lot of new updates coming to Apple Podcasts, and yeah, make sure you listen on Apple Podcasts, guys. Make sure you listen to the podcast, guys. Expect a episode to be coming out on Saturday, guys. But guys, for now, I'm your host Byron here. Sign out for today. Peace.